Sunshine, thank you so much for joining me here on this week's Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. You will excuse me if my voice is cracking a little bit. I appear to be catching a cold again, so forgive me for that. I hope that you're all ready for our show this week. This is almost a sister piece to last week's show, This Me First, The World. This week we're talking about the plastic prophet. So while you all get into your favorite easy chair, you're lying back in bed, before your day begins, or if your day is ending, depending on what part of the world you're in, let's relax for a little while and prepare to start our show. Again, this is either the end of your day or the beginning. So we're either going to end our day on a positive note, or we're going to begin it on a positive note. And some of you, it may almost be midday, so this is your time to take a break and to unwind. And of course, to regenerate and rejuvenate so that you can carry on with the second half of your day. So with that said, as always, eyes closed, lie back, sit back, simply relax. Listen to my voice. We're going to start with our breathing exercises. I want you to inhale. Hold it. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale deeply. Now exhale. I don't know about you, but just doing the simple breathing exercises helps to relax my entire body. and I hope it does for you as well. Lie back, keep your eyes closed. I just want you to let it all go. Whatever happened last week is in the past. Hopefully, you've learned your lesson from it, and you are ready to move forward this week with that lesson learned. But remember, as always, leave that baggage in the past. It serves no purpose but to weigh you down and hold you back from moving forward to your true destiny. And as I stated earlier, this is a sister piece to last week's show, which was titled, This Me First World. You know, when you live this me first lifestyle, for those of us who choose to live a me first lifestyle, or you rather, because I don't choose to live that way, you will attract every leech and plastic prophet ready to fill your ego with ideas of grandeur, and false. You can have everything you want in every way, but all you will have to do is pay. You know, every day I've noticed that there are more places of worship and belief cropping up all over the place. And for those of us who are out here, who are looking for more ways to feed our own self-image, our own self-worth, our own egos, who are looking to get the free, easy money, who are looking for the road less traveled. There are many people there who are waiting to tell you and entice you with exactly what you want to hear. Not what you need to hear, but what they know you want to hear. They know this. This week's inspiration comes from Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. You know, a lot of people are here. They've discovered a new way to feed their own wants and needs. They've discovered that it's easier for them to walk out here and find the people where they know they will meet with least resistance and entice them, in other words, con them into buying into whatever it is they're selling. With our broken economy and so many relationships falling apart, people are looking for answers in many places, and a lot of those places are not the correct place. So they're looking for answers in all the wrong places and in way too many faces, because the only face that they should be looking toward is the face of the divine and walking by faith. But instead, they're buying into the words, the empty words of the plastic prophet. And plastic prophets come in many forms. They come in a form of, as we spoke about last week, you know, people will use you to their advantage. It's not about helping you. It's about using you as a stepping stone for them to get to what they want. So it could come, a plastic prophet can come in the face of a family member. You tried to talk to a family member, and it just so happens to be the family member who you know is upset with the same family member that you're having issues with. Well, that family member may very well see their opportunity to make you become their puppet, and they're the puppet master. You do all of their dirty work. The family member who you both dislike is going to target you back when you do whatever is suggested, because they see you as the aggressor, while the other family member will sit back and give you everything you need to destroy the other family member. They'll sit back and they'll be there to reap the benefits and the reward. And then you'll be the target of not only the family member who you've hurt, but then the family members who were already backing that family member. It happens in business. It happens now in our religious places of worship. So many people are jumping on board. Each week, I get a new postcard in the mail. I received one the other day, and it was an invitation to come out and have a free meal. That was the whole premise. We're going to feed you. You know, many people will come out for a free meal. And once they get you there, they'll tell you what they know you want to hear. And then, in many cases, they know how to weed out the people who they can really influence. Before you know it, you've gone there with hopes of a free meal, and you paid these people part of your rent or mortgage or bill money for something that you really do not need and you're never going to do anything with. And I'm not knocking the valid and true religious organizations out here. I'm saying that it's been my observation that in this economy, people are looking for the best businesses to give them what they need. So remember, it's okay to question any authority. It's okay to question these people who are bringing you the false hope and the plastic promises that are just as plastic as they are. You know, I got this epiphany when I was watching a show and I was looking at one of these world famous prophets, gurus, whatever you want to call them. And me having a background in media, I was looking at the facial makeup. And it was packed on so tightly that they actually looked false to me, fake. They looked plastic. They did not even look real. They were almost to the point of being scary. And I don't remember who was interviewing them, but they were hitting them hard with some great questions. And they smiled for the camera and they danced around the issue. And at the end of the interview, I realized just how much of nothing they had actually said. But they have thousands and thousands of followers who smile and they cry when they hear them speak. And they pass the plate and they give them more and more money. And they have a private jet and they have several multi-million dollar homes. And they're sitting here. And they'll get on television. And this isn't the first time that this particular individual has said a lot of nothing in their interview. And one thing that I've noticed is that now so many of them, it's almost like it's a network, and they give you the same generic answers. If the world consisted of one right response for everything, we would have all the answers we need right now. But sometimes there are many right answers. One generic answer does not work for everyone. So all I'm saying is, when you decide to follow man and you hinge every movement you make, every decision you make on the word of a man or man, do your homework, do your research. Because as I stated, when you live this me-first lifestyle, the leeches and the plastic prophets are ready to fill your every want. Not your need, your want. You are their favorite moving and walking target. Because they know that it's all about give me, give me, give me, give me. And they're going to give you, give you, give you everything that you want. They're going to feed you every line. And the minute that they've hooked you, they're going to reel you in. We spoke about karma last week. Karma is an interesting thing. The same way that you walked on people to get what you want, these plastic prophets are going to reel you in, and they're going to bleed you dry for what they want. And they know that you're at a place where you can believe anything and everything that they say. So just remember, the plastic prophets are looking for you to be their stepping stone, just as you have used others to be your stepping stone. What goes around does come around. Life is a circle. You plant something in the ground, it's a seed, it sprouts, it grows. In many cases, it bears fruit. It dies. Some of the fruit that weren't harvested go bad. They fall back to the ground. They become a seed again for yet another plant to grow. Everything has a beginning and an end, an alpha and an omega. So think about it. Think about your life and how many people you are or you have stepped on to get to where you are. Trust me. At some point in your life, the predator becomes the prey. And by the time you decide to pray, it's too late. You can walk all over many people and acquire great wealth and material items. But make no mistake, there's always someone there waiting to take that from you to serve their purpose. So, this concludes our part two of our two-part series. This Me First lifestyle will make you a walking target for the plastic prophets and the people who are looking to feed into your selfishness, your deceit. It's coming back to you. And they will make it sound so wonderful. You just have to invest and buy into it. And in the end, you're back to square one. And who will you have there to help lift you up when you've stepped on everyone you know to get what you wanted. Just words to live by to start the week off right. As always, our opening music, and this week's CD of choice, is the Reflection Series, the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. And before we go and I turn over the show to the music, as always, I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. And as always, most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. If you'd like to contact us, you can write to us at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or you can give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. If you're on Twitter, we're wall_foundation. And on Facebook, we are Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Join us there. It's the best way to keep track of what we have coming up. And, of course, you can get the links to all of our shows. Last night, we did our first webinar and teleconference, Loving Me in 2013. You will be able to access our conference. I will have that information up on the Facebook site. And if you'd like the link, you can also check us out on our webpage, thewallfoundationinc.org. It's important to make it .org, thewallfoundationinc.org. And just so you know, the Wall Foundation Incorporated does sponsor both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and this, our Sunday morning meditation, among other programs that we have for youth and families. We are an IRX-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. So anytime you would like to support us to help keep our radio shows going and all of our programs moving forward, and one of our long-term project is to convert my former house of pain into a safe house, a healing house. It serves me no purpose, only memories now. But whenever I have my women's group here, I have made changes where they feel comfort coming here. So it was a no-brainer that it should be converted into a safe house and a healing house where you can come to read a good book, curl up if you like, listen to soothing music, meditate, and leave all of your troubles on the outside, if just for a short time. And of course, for families who are prepared to make their exodus and they need somewhere to go when all of the normal programs are closed, it's our hope that we will be available 24/7 so that they can have a safe place to run to until they can get more help that they need. A hot meal and a good night's sleep always does wonders. So again, you can always mail your tax-deductible contribution to us, or you can visit our website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the donation button. And, of course, we appreciate everything that you do and all of your words of encouragement. They help to keep us moving forward as well. I want to thank each of you for being here every week. Thank you for your support. I know that Blog Talk Radio has started a new site, and it's not as easy to find our show when you come on. But if you do a search for Healing Through Hurt, you'll be able to find our shows directly. Before, it was easy to find us if you clicked on a popular site in the women's category. We would show up on the first few pages. Now, in order for you to find us, I'm like number 96 out of 59,000 in the area. So I'm hoping that Blog Talk Radio will be working on fine-tuning their categories. So for now, if you are looking for us here on Blog Talk Radio, just do a search for Healing Through Hurt, and we'll pop right up. So until next time, my sunshine, keep smiling even when you don't feel like it. And of course, make someone's day. Pray and pay it forward. Do a random act of kindness without expecting anything in return. Stop living this me-first lifestyle. Because trust me, eventually someone will be looking for you to be their stepping stone as well. And they will take whatever they need until you have nothing left to give, just as you've done to others. So until next week, sunshine, be well. And I hope that this week brings you more peace and joy than the last week. And if it does not, keep moving forward. Take the lessons learned and move forward. So until next week, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. In some cases, it may even be Monday. But I'll see you again very soon. This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for being here for our Sunday morning meditation. I'll see you back here again next week. This is Maria Wall praying each and every one of you enough. Lord willing, I'll see you here next week. Be well.